Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, so who's next?
Who's
right?
Next?
They just keep on spending.
Yeah.
Keep
who's,
on
who's
taking
next?
Care of taking care of business over there at Arrowhead.
Yeah, but who should be the next? You got your backbone signed, right? You got your president, your coach, your GM, your quarterback, your tight end, your defensive tackle, and then you gave out money to the tight end yesterday, right? So you got your backbone ready to go. Now you got to spring all the vertebrae out or whatever comes off your backbone. I think ribs. Who's next for me? I think it's going to be Trent McDuffie. I think that's the next guy that they want to pay and reward, followed closely by Trey Smith. I think those are the next two that the Chiefs are going to look at potentially spending their money on, and those are the next two that I would look at potentially spending your money on.
Yeah, but McDuffie, you don't have to yet.
No, I mean, you don't have to.
You didn't have to
with Travis Kelce either.
You're 2 years away on McDuffie, so yeah. you can push that rock down the road. Trey, to me, is going to be interesting.
Okay.
What's he going to want? Yes, I think he likes it here, but he was also a guy that fell in the draft.
Yeah, he did. He wants to get paid now. It's time for him to earn some money.
So this is a guy that fell in the draft, medical things, blah, blah. Chiefs like, no problem, we'll do this.
Right.
But remember, he's not like he was a first-round draft pick.
Sixth.
Or a second-round draft pick.
Sixth.
Or a third.
Sixth.
Or a fourth.
Sixth.
Or a fifth.
Sixth.
Right?
Yes.
And he's been a starter from day one.
Yes. He should have been a first-round draft pick. Had the bad medicals with a clot. The Chiefs took a chance. Boom, here he was in the sixth round. They grabbed a first-round talent in the sixth round. But now Trey, you look at Trey, who I have a relationship with Trey, nicest human being on earth. I don't think he's going in there and demanding money. But if you're Trey Smith, you're going, man, it's time to get me paid.
I mean, I'm Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I'm working too,
caliber.
You know. I mean, I started from day one.
So my question is, what's he going to want?
$1 million per day.
Right? Tooney has one more year after this. So he's not going to be off the books yet by the time you're getting to, I mean, Trey is after this season.
Right.
Right?
Right. Is it already?
Trey and Creed?
It's already year four for them.
We'll be coming up for year four, correct?
Really? I mean, it just went so fast.
I'm about to say McDuffie and that they're all in the class after that. So,
right.
Are you going to allocate? Because they spent a good penny on Tooney.
Sure, right? They did.
They've spent a good penny on the right tackle.
Right.
Are you going to allocate more to the offensive line, or do you need to shift dollars? You know what I mean?
Well, is running back and offensive line very similar to you with Andy Reid? Or not? Because you did spend money on guard, and you did spend money on right tackle.
Yeah, I think that they have spent when they've needed to spend.
I think Trey's worthy of spending. So. I wouldn't spend on Creed. I just wouldn't. I would spend on Trey.
You got to prove it year ahead, don't you, for Creed?
For Creed, big time. Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. And it's not because he can't block. It's because he had the yips with the snaps last year. Yeah. It was not good.
Yeah.
And I think that factored in more to the offense. You know,
and then
we look at the drops and we blame wide receivers for all these drops and we've ripped Kadarius Toney. Creed Humphrey wasn't that good last year, but yet nobody wants to call that guy out.
And then McDuffie does have the fifth year, too. Don't forget about the fifth year. Trey does not. Creed is not. So,
what do you guys think about maybe Nick Bolton? Do you think they...
That's my other one. That's my one, if not Trey. Because I do need to figure out what the market is on Trey Smith. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be the highest paid guard, for instance?
Right. Well, you're next, so yes.
Do you want to be the highest paid guard? Okay, well, we've seen the Chiefs. They have to make some business decisions based on that. They've drafted three offensive linemen this draft. I'm just saying. They played their, well, maybe we have next type guys in the mix. Does Trey want to be the highest paid guard?
Right.
That to me is where I start.
Right.
And then secondarily, yeah, Bolton. Look, I know linebackers aren't the rage right now. Right? They're not commanding what they used to command back in our day.
Right.
You know, Ray Lewis and... Like Singletary.
No, it's not. It's,
the position's not what it was.
And back in your day, with Dick Butkus.
That's right. It's not what it is or what it was, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different now. But he's a big piece of this defense. Did it hurt him a little bit that he was out last year and he didn't miss a beat? Yeah, I think a little bit.
But I mean, I hate to be that guy. But it definitely changed my perception. And I like Nick Bolton a lot.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And then he was out, and I'm like,
wow, they were just fine.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, really? Because I thought he was like a master.
Right.
They just handled it just fine.
But he's the captain. He wears the green dot. Yes. I mean,
they throw a lot of responsibility on him. He takes it. He commands that defense. Spags has a lot of trust in him. Blah, blah. I think he's a big piece of this defense. So I would say Nick Bolton. And can you get that without it being a massive deal, because linebackers aren't hot right now? Maybe.
So I don't know.
I think Bolton's first in line, and then Trey. What's it going to take to keep you here? Are you looking to be the, or are you looking to be a chief and very well compensated? Right. And then
what's it going to take to get in this El Camino?
And then Tooney doesn't roll till the following year. And I'm pushing him out the door by any means, but he's got 1 year remaining. He's getting a little up there.
Yeah, I'm not signing him after this year.
He's probably, I'm operating under the play out the contract, and then I'm looking for a replacement, right? So that's 2 years, but you got one now before you need to pay Trey. So I do find that dynamic interesting. Do you allocate a certain amount of money for a position group?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, as you're doing your budget, do I have this budget for this spot and this budget for this spot?
I don't know. I've never understood how that works. And if you budget by position, or you just go and you pay the play, because I don't think you can necessarily budget by position, because you may have somebody like Travis Kelce, for example, right? How many teams are doling out a lot of dough to their tight ends? Probably not a lot, right? Or let's say fullback. Like, if you have, we got to spend this much. You can't have that out there, because it could preclude you of spending a little extra money somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. I know we all have household budgets, but we don't have like a certain budget for, well, I can only spend $100 this month on my electric bill. How the hell do you know what you're spending on your electric bill? It just happens, right? Like, you probably don't have stuff like that. So I guess I just don't think you can go into it, whatever it is, by having a budget based on position. I think you have to go into it based on, this is the number that we have to spend. How it all factors in is case by case scenario, and you have to rank your players. Okay, Mahomes is one, Kelsey's two, Jones is three, blah 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 blah. Work your way down. Oh, you know, Trey Smith is seven on our list. Okay, then we've got to get him money.
And then you and I can have our opinion on Creed needs better snaps, right?
Right.
But is it just that? Is he blocking just fine? Just needs to get the ball up a little bit. Okay, is that something rectified in 3 weeks of OTAs?
Maybe,
probably,
hopefully,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you got both of those guys coming on the clock.
Right,
right,
right.
How do you account for having both, and can you do both? So I think the budgeting to me also factors in.
Also, going back with the Bolton thing that we didn't miss a beat, I think it showed how much importance that was to get Drew signed in that offseason last year, because he had that veteran leadership already known, and then they repaid him with that extension that he got already this season. So another player that I was thinking about while you guys were talking, what about Bucker? Do you re-sign Bucker? I mean, He's what? This one or two best kicker in the league.
That's a great point.
He's automatic.
Yeah, that's a great. What are you going to pay a guy like that?
And they did. They did take a shave on the punter spot.
Right.
They were the highest. What did I say? The highest special teams
threesome
allocation money last year, and so they obviously have paired that via the punter, and you take that portion of put it towards the kicker.
I don't know.
How do you do?
And what's the going rate for Butker?
I don't know.
Because that guy legitimately can go, you know what? Ain't playing for less than eh.
Yeah.
And you got to go, God, there's something special about having a guy that you know is going to nail a field goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, if there's one position on the field that is that dominates like he does, that can hold out for a lot of money, it is Harrison Butker. Because I don't know that you're going to find somebody better right now than Harrison Butker. Not just better, but more reliable as well, and that has been in those situations. The last thing you want is the AFC Championship game, 3 seconds left, and the opportunity to win it, and you trot out somebody who's never been in that position before, and they shank it.
But I will say this. The differences are not a lot. Now, total contract may be, but I'm just looking here at SpotRac, kicker contracts.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker and Jake Elliott make the most, $6 million. Butker's a little over four.
Oh, all right. So I thought a lot more. If I'm Butker, I'm saying $20 million a year, I need T. Higgins money.
You know what I mean? So, like,
wouldn't you sign that check right now?
Is that something you could find under the cushion?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But if you're Butker right now, like $20 million.
There's not like a massive difference to go, oh, wow, the last guy just got 10. He's got to go from 4 to 10 or whatever, you know, or I don't know. There's going to be escalating kicker salaries.
Yeah.
But can you get him to Justin Tucker money? $2 million?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Right. And then, yes, the down the road, the McDuffie, the Karloftis, like those are ones, but you kind of work those year by year. Right. And kind of push them. Both have 5th year options too. So that helps in that regard, but no, there's some decisions ahead.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.